Zone.
Hello.
Hi.
Justin Aker, Chris Kane, Matt T. It's 11:33, Zone Rewind for 2013 continues. Unfortunately, right after we had those great interviews with Steve Gorman and Jim Gaffigan, Arkansas lost in the SEC tournament. That was a bummer.
That's a bummer.
Then I took a couple days off. You and RJ did the show together from Rebsman during the AAU Lions fundraising golf tournament.
Yeah, Reggie Swinton, everybody out there.
You guys had Rocket Ishmael.
Yep.
Former Razorback Kenoy Kennedy and Flozell Adams, the former Cowboy, on.
RJ was drooling at the mouth with those former Cowboys.
Well, I don't know where else he drooled from. Kenoy talking about seeing hog stuff all over Dallas. A lot of former Razorbacks over that way. And I think it was the second largest club in the United States, too.
Big presence.
Wupik Sui. Wupik, Texas.
You from the Dallas area. He's living in Terrell now, I guess. Forney now.
Right before you get to Terrell, yeah.
And, we were talking to him beforehand, saying, you know, in Dallas, it's all about the Cowboys or the Mavericks or the Rangers. Right. You don't really hear much college football talk unless TCU or somebody like that's made it to a big bowl game. Kenoy was saying whenever he sees a Razorback tag, he gets excited.
Yeah, I mean, I get so excited, man. I see a bumper sticker or, you know, one of those little deals that you put on the trunk.
Yeah.
You know, man, and I speed up. And, you know, I tell my wife, hey, look, there's another hog, man, you know. So I pull up. I'm trying to wave the people down, give them a, you know, we need to come up with a hand sign.
Got to get a Razorback hand sign.
Yeah, Razorback hand sign.
There you go.
I've been trying to think of everything and just kind of like, yeah, go hog. You know?
Well, hey, you're surrounded by plenty of Razorback fans back here in Arkansas,
yeah,
so don't worry.
Yeah, man, but you'll be surprised how many stickers and T-shirts and Razorback hats and stuff I see in Dallas, man.
Very cool.
Funny you should mention that, because later on last year, just as Kenoy Kennedy asked, Arkansas fans got that hand signal they were all hoping for. Throw the A, big fella. Throw the A.
That's kind of died down, hasn't it?
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm keeping it alive. And oh, by the way, while I throw the A, I like to give a good root hog. Traditions that will never die in my world. Hashtag never yield. A couple weeks later, we had the NCAA tournament. Arkansas didn't make it, unfortunately, this year. My alma mater did. And you might remember me talking briefly, or maybe not so briefly, about a little red-faced devil.
Rosy-cheeked
harbinger of Satan named Aaron Kraft. Aaron Witchcraft, perhaps. He's an evil little demon who plays for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And he was part of an effort to cheat my Cyclones out of an advancement to the next round of the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones got screwed. And they got screwed by Texas in a college football game this year, too. It was not a banner year for Cyclone athletics. However, men's basketball team's undefeated now. Nobody cares about that. But I thought my rant on Aaron Kraft was pretty good.
And so to lose it like that and to have that little knucklehead Kraft, that little red-faced freak, come back and hit that three to win it was like a dagger in the heart. So, and what bothered me about him the most was, if anybody didn't see it, he and the center from Iowa State, George Niang, bumped into each other at midcourt. It was totally incidental contact.
Yeah.
And they were like, he's like, he gave this look like, come on, man, what are you doing, dude? Like that little punk Ohio State thing you'd expect to see. And Niang gives him the, dude, it's cool, I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah. And he reaches out his hand to shake his hand. And Kraft like blows him off, dismissive, and walks away.
Really?
Which, I understand the competitive side of it, but you got to be cool. I've seen a lot of great sportsmanship in this tournament, and it's been great to see. But that made me want to punch the kid in the face.
So you are not a fan of Aaron Kraft?
No, I hate Aaron Kraft. I'll never buy Kraft macaroni and cheese or any other Kraft product the rest of my life.
Ever!
It's not even spelled the same.
No,
and
it's
I'm
not.
Holding it against the company. I will never spend another dime. I am boycotting anything Kraft. No Kraft macaroni and cheese, no witchcraft, no any Kraft whatsoever.
You are hurting yourself. You're missing out.
You're right. You're right.
Go on a one-week hiatus of all this and get over it. I am not even going to root for the Patriots now because their owner's last name is Kraft.
That's not true, because yesterday I heard you say, I know, I like Bob Kraft. I just want to, you know, hang out and eat mac and cheese with him. I heard it!
Okay,
play it on
circle.
The rewind.
Speaking of Iowa State, one last thing here. Sad news.
Uh-oh.
Out of the world of college basketball. A man who is the leading coach as far as wins go at the University of Michigan and Iowa State University has died. Johnny Orr passed away today. Death confirmed by Iowa State today. Cyclones, a school record 218 wins. 29 years as a Division I coach. 86 years old. 466 and 346, 10 NCAA tournament appearances. Also spent some time at UMass. Took the Wolverines to four NCAA tournament games, berths, and the national title game in 76. He 209 wins at Michigan, most in school history.
Impressive.
218 in Iowa State, most in school history. Fred Hoiberg, the current Iowa State coach and a former fraternity brother of mine, says he was my hero. Sad news. Hate to see that. His daughter was my fifth grade teacher, too. Johnny Orr's a special one for sure. Johnny Orr and Hayden Fry, two guys that I grew up idolizing. That's sad, man. I hate to see that.
Yeah.
But I knew he'd been in some failing health recently, so that was, I guess it's not shocking that he was that he has passed, but that's sad news, certainly. I think he was at the game recently when Michigan played at Iowa State, and Dick Vitale had called his first game at Hilton Coliseum. It's a pretty unique deal for them up there.
Wow.
Anyway, sad news.
Lost a legend.
Yeah, that's too bad. More Joe Klein, because, I mean, we just couldn't get enough of him. I got to find the clip on this now. Now I can't find it.
Next page.
I'm on page three.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
What about that? You mentioned the hockey thing yesterday.
Yeah. I got to find this now. Now this is going to bug me. Where's? There he is. Joe Klein, good for you. Joe Klein talking about Marshall Henderson. Marshall Henderson, speaking of knuckleheads, Marshall Henderson and Aaron Kraft should get together and have a love child. That would make me happy.
Well, first of all, he's not a great player.
Okay.
He's a volume shooter.
Okay.
He went 14 out of 42 in the NCAA.
Okay.
Now, what he does is now, because he's a volume shooter and he has great confidence in Andy, it's the best for their team with what they've got. He helps them. He frees up a lot of guys because everybody's very worried about him knocking down four threes in a row, which he's capable of doing, but mm-hmm. he's also capable of missing eight in a row.
Right.
So you feast and famine there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, he's a volume shooter. He'll shoot you in. He'll shoot you out. So I don't use the word great with him.
All right. Fair enough.
Well said.
Yeah, stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Arkansas's basketball season had come to an end. We asked fans, this is kind of something we've been doing at the end of the season, Razorback epitaphs.
Very creative, too.
At the end of the season. Yeah. Yes, we've got some very creative listeners, there's no question. This was Brandon's version of the end of the Arkansas basketball season last year.
Hey, guys, and lady, excuse me.
No problem.
I got one for you. Their free throw woes were certainly real. You'd think they were starting Shaquille O'Neal. They have no Kobe, LeBron, or Durant. Put the ball in the bucket. For some reason, they can't. Their defense was shaky. They seemed disheartened. From the postseason, they've definitely departed. But rest assured, Coach Mike's on the job. And then come next season, I'll be screaming, go Hog.
That was nice.
Nice.
A gigantic tombstone, though.
Huge. It's a little clunky and lengthy, admittedly, mm-hmm. but very nice.
All right.
This is
Josh. When
the Hogs
are on the road, our shooting is cold. When the Hogs are at home, we cannot be cloned. We have had good days and bad days, but lately the worst. We went in with the mindset that we would be first. But when we were knocked out, the Hog fans started to pout. Just like a bad summer, we're in a drought. As we look forward to next year, we put this year in a shell, because next year Mike Anderson is bringing back 40 minutes of hell.
So far, so good this year for Mike Anderson.
Solid.
Without a doubt. I guess it was it the 1st of April or the end of March when Kevin Ware broke his leg? I have it down as 4-1. I don't remember exactly what day it was.
It was over a holiday weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Easter.
It was Easter. I remember that.
Yeah, because I was watching it with the family.
That's why I was too. Yeah.
The most gruesome, sad thing I'd seen when he went down. And, of course, he bounced back and he's playing again, which is it's an amazing story. But it was one of the there's an injury that we talked about for an extended period of time.
He's probably going to redshirt this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was just released yesterday that he kind of dinged up that leg. Nothing serious, but enough to where they want to take precautions, and they're going to probably redshirt him this year, according to Patino.
I missed that. Yeah. Good to know. I don't know why we don't have this rant in here, but we talked about Bullseye. Remember how that was hot during the tournament last year?
You hate the three.
Yeah, people make a little Bullseye with the three fingers up around their eye
after they
make a jump shot.
You hate it.
It's so stupid and lame. also had comedian Louis Anderson on. It was a good year for comedians on the show. Remember Splash? What a big hit that was. Catherine Webb was on there. Ndamukong Suh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Louis Anderson. We had Louis Anderson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the show. Kareem's probably the biggest name we've ever had on.
I remember that was pretty cool.
That was amazing.
That was really cool.
But we started with Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
So when you hit, I mean, going back, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that, but I mean, when you hit and he jumps in and helps you out. I mean, were you stunned for a minute or how were you feeling?
Well, what happened was I got turned around in the pool and I was going towards the bottom.
You're going the wrong way.
I know. Well, I didn't know you had to follow the bubbles. Nobody told me. You'd think they would tell you that.
When's the last time?
Follow the bubbles, Louie.
Yeah, you'd think so. When's the last time you dove prior to the splash appearance?
Never.
Okay. Ballpark figure.
Did it take a lot of convincing to get you on the show? Because this is dangerous stuff, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm gullible, and you know, people they said they liked me.
You are likable, that's for sure.
So, you know, when you like, I mean, you know, Les, I knew why I was on the show. I mean, you know, who do you want to watch? A football player or a 400-pound guy?
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch the 400-pound guy?
I'd like to watch both.
Yes, and you get a chance to do that, which is good.
He's got a stand-up special on Netflix, Big Baby Boomer. It's actually pretty funny.
All right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I understand why Louis Anderson goes on there. I don't understand why Kareem does. Kareem explained.
Well, I thought it would be fun. I've been an avid swimmer my whole life. When I was in grade school, I was on my grade school swimming team. And I've always enjoyed swimming. And I thought that diving and swimming were quite similar. They're not. But it was something that I felt like I could try and have some fun at. So it's worked out pretty good, though. I've had a lot of fun, had a close call or two, just showing everybody that at my age you can live a healthy lifestyle and be in shape is important. So that's basically what it was all about for me.
Kareem's a bad man, no question about it. Also talked about college players today versus when he was a player.
Well, I think, you know, when you have a situation where the players can't leave until, you know, they've spent a couple of years at a college, it gives them the opportunity to learn the coach's system, develop a discipline, figure out that they have to earn their playing time, you know, which means that they'll develop a work ethic and understand the game, you know, the subtleties of the game, so that when they go to the professional ranks, they're more polished. And in those years while they're in college, they improve their skills and play the game at a higher level. That benefits college basketball. It actually benefits pros. I was an assistant coach with the Lakers, and you got guys that come into the league. They're tremendous athletes. They don't understand the game and have a very difficult time fitting into the professional ranks, where it's not just about them. It's about the team effort. That really affects what goes on out there and makes it impossible for them to just make a quick transition.
Big news on April 3rd, Mike Rice, the head coach of Rutgers, and it was not a great year for Rutgers. Mike Rice got canned because of abusing players. The athletic director was in turn fired, which I was calling for immediately, and it finally came to pass. There was other trouble on campus. The new athletic director had a sordid history of sorts, apparently, when she was a coach before becoming athletic director at Rutgers. All kinds of issues up there. And, of course, their former coach turned out to be a bit of an a-hole down in Tampa Bay, and he just got fired.
Didn't work out for him, yeah.
No, it didn't. A little gap tooth
trouble
freak
in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Yes, without a doubt. Mike Rice, though, I will give him credit. One of the great apologies we've heard in recent years.
As I stated 3 months ago, after I watched the video, how deeply regrettable those actions, I also stated I was going to try to work on changing, and I think I've accomplished a lot of that. Can't say anything right now except I'm sorry, and there will never be a time where I'm going to use any of that as an excuse, or will there be any excuse. I've let so many people down. My players, my administration, Rutgers University, the fans, my family who's sitting in their house just huddled around because of the fact that their father was an embarrassment to them. And it's troubling, but I will, at some time, maybe I'll try to explain it, but right now there's no explanation for what's on those films, because there is no excuse for it. I was wrong. And I want to tell everybody who's believed in me that I'm deeply sorry for the pain and the hardship that I've caused them. Thank you very much.
Yes, and that was a great apology. I give him credit. I have always doubted you, though, Mike Rice, so I was not one of those people you were addressing your comments to. I never had any faith in you whatsoever. And you know what? You weren't a very good coach anyway, so it didn't really matter, and no big loss, no skin off anyone's nose, except for your paychecks, of course. Joe Klein talked about tough love that he received when he was at Arkansas with Coach Sutton. And Joe got a little too big for his britches one day after coming back from the Olympic team. Joe thought he knew everything. Coach Sutton explained to him that, yeah, he didn't really. Few other things I want to pick up on.
Of all the coaches you played for, which is the one that you wanted to most smack upside the head? And obviously, Coach Sutton must go to the top of the list.
No, oh, no, you could never want to hit him.
I was going
to
say nice.
He's got beautiful curls.
I read Season on the Brink about Indiana in 86. I could not understand how Daryl Thomas didn't smack Knight in the head.
Again, times are different. I mean, and you have to evolve, but I mean, I never thought about smacking Coach Sutton. I mean, because at the end of the day, I had it coming, you know. I mean, you know, everybody on the team's supposed to take charges. You go there and you know that he's a big believer in this. And you've seen other guys not do it and be chastised for it. And if you can't figure that out, then you get what you deserve.
We don't have the clip in there of him talking about it, but what he said is basically he came back and thought he was pretty cool and he was too good to take a charge. So Coach Sutton made him line up at one free throw line and take a charge from every single player on the team.
Wow.
Then he made him go to the other free throw line and take a charge from everybody on the team.
Just
down there.
Joe.
That's what led to the comment from the Pigskin saying, I bet you want to smack him. And he's like, no, I had it coming. Joe is not like everyone, though. Joe understands when he screws up and is willing to admit it. Not all college players are that way. Will's in North Little Rock. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Hey, I would just say, did you just say Dick Vitale passed?